Universities across the country help students prepare for Women's March. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 17, 2019. Arts and crafts events are being hosted at universities across the country in preparation for 2019 Women's March, giving students the opportunity to get together and create signage for the upcoming anti-Trump march. As first reported by Campus Reform, students across the country are encouraged to stop by events being hosted on their campuses to make a sign for the purpose of participating in the 2019 Women's March. The events will include arts and crafts, local artists, and one school will even provide a pre-made feminist music playlist to aid students' inspiration. Are you interested in attending the Philadelphia Women's March on Saturday, January 20th? Asks University of Philadelphia REAP College House on its website, adding that students can meet up on Friday to make signs for the march. At Iowa State University, students won't even have to bring their own signs, as the university has announced that they will be provided them at its sign-making event on Wednesday, which will include a playlist featuring artists such as Beyoncé, Nina Simone, and Gloria Gaynor for inspiration. Sign-making supplies will be available, as well as large tables to work around, says the university on its events calendar. There is no charge for sign-making, Together We Rise. Georgetown University's Black Graduate Student Alliance will also be hosting an event on Friday to make posters for the Women's March, in preparation for the primary event happening near campus on Saturday. There will be several marches occurring in different cities across the nation, but the main march will be held in Washington, D.C. The University of California, Berkeley plans on hosting a Women's March poster workshop that will involve a partnership between the school's art lab and a local artist. The art lab has partnered with Bay Area artist Masako Miki to produce a new, commissioned risograph print to coincide with the 2019 Women's March, says UC Berkeley on its website, suggesting that students drop in and be a part of the tradition of collaborating with artists and activists to create political poster art. While there may be several coinciding women's marches occurring across the country, not all of them will go on as originally planned. Organizers of the California Women's March have decided to cancel their January event, citing overwhelmingly white participants as their reason. Moreover, several women's march leaders, such as Carmen Perez, Linda Sarsour, and Tamika Mallory, have recently fallen under scrutiny for their association with the proud anti-Semite and Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan.